Hello?
Hey, Paolo, what's going on? This is John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just giving you a call. I know we had said that, see if we could set something up to get all the partnerships here and see if we can discuss a little further about the Google listing.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
I was actually talking to one of my partners. He's actually right here with me. The
awesome.
Other one was
okay.
The other one wasn't able to join.
Okay.
He had a question. Both of us had a question. Does this include like a marketing on a web page?
Do you guys have a web page at the current moment?
We don't. Nothing like it shows to be Google found. No.
Gotcha. Okay. So, as far as website, I actually put this in the notes, and thank gosh I did. But it's included in your package. So there's no additional cost for that. We have a team that's designated for you guys Monday through Friday. Go ahead and develop it for you, update it for you, whatever you need at that. We'll make sure on Google or these other directories or even on Facebook, it's actually shown too. Okay. So, yes, to answer your question, it is included.
Okay. So gotcha. And, I was telling my partner that it was $249 a monthly, pretty much a monthly payment to use this with you guys.
You got it. Yes, sir. That's it. That's a 50% discount rate, and it stays like that month to month for however long you're with us.
Okay. He said, is this a subscription or do we cancel at any time or?
I guess yes to both. It's a monthly subscription, but it's month to month. So there's no contracts on there. All right. So meaning if you do decide that you want to split ways in the future there's no cancellation fees. And actually as a protection for you guys, we make sure that with under recording, we call it the voice verification. It's a protection for you. So I'm going to read this verbatim, okay? This is what we say on that recording part. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. So there you go. That's verbatim.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And the webpage, what on the webpage where they add like everything that we do, like we were talking about, give them our details of what all we do.
You're gonna love our websites. So our team doesn't just build a regular website and say here you go. We tailor to your company. So what I would do is set up a technician call with our team to introduce themselves, go over how they're going to develop that website, what it's going to look like. You can add pictures, testimonials, videos yourself if you wanted to, but our team could do that for you as well. And the tracking system that we develop for you, you'll be able to see all the traffic going in and out to that website to see how that traffic flow. So it's really incredible what they do with websites.
All right. Before anything process, is there like a web page that we can look at to see how, what we're going to come across with?
Please do. Yeah, yeah. How about this? I'll send you a link right now to this phone number ending with the 1796. I'll send you a text right now. And this way you can call my bluff on everything, okay? I want to make sure you see it all. So give me just 1 second. I just sent you the link. Let me know you got it.
I just got it right now.
All right, perfect. Now, in here on this specific spot, I just want to show you the actual savings you're getting. So you don't think I'm trying to be salesy to you here. If you scroll all the way down to where it says SEO packages,
yes.
Platinum package is normally, that's your package you're receiving, is normally $599 a month with the $299 setup fee on top of that. You don't have a setup fee, and you're getting a little bit more than a 50% discounted rate off that. So you're at $249 month to month. Okay, so now you see I wasn't lying to you, okay? But if you scroll all the way back up to where it says services,
all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a services tab.
Oh. Yeah, home service, YS, contact, log.
There you go. Yes, if you click services and go to my site, you'll see demos, you'll see different three different platforms that's going to be tailored to your company and every company that we make it for. Okay, so it's important that we're tailoring it to your company, because if we're just making a regular website, like I said, it's not going to do any good, right? That will just attract customers you don't want to spend your time with. We don't want that.
Okay. Do demo. So it says see a demo. I just enter my full name. I enter my email.
No. Okay. So, yeah, you're just putting things in. That's perfectly fine, but you could see through there, we have ones that are, you know, tailored to your company, but more for the style, right? Contemporary, you know, business-like, future-like. I mean, we can even make it simplistic. These are just templates to show everyone that what we can do, but there's so much more we can make happen with it, too.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Are you currently working with any, like, businesses near where we at, or?
No, not doing what you're doing. So we have a team that, our inventory team, they have to make sure that we're not working with anyone that's doing what you're doing. Okay? That's a very strict policy. And we also have to make sure that you have at least no bad reviews and a good reputation. And that's why we're able to give you a call. Once we close out the area, or let's say once you join with our family, we close out the area. So our inventory team makes sure that no one else is calling out to that area from our company. So that way you guys are not rotating on Google, or even sharing leads. That just goes against everything we do. So it's very important that we keep that policy. That way you see that the results are showing, we're doing our job. And to be really real with you on here, Pablo, if we were to work with somebody else that's doing what you're doing, you would notice the significant drop in your results. We don't want that to happen, since for month to month, you can leave at any time. So you can kind of see where I'm trying to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, once this goes live on Google, I mean, I know you guys are going to charge us to create a page and everything, right? But, I mean, once those, what we can cancel is just the marketing, right?
Right, yeah, so great question. So once you're on Google, you're on Google for life, man. You can't take that down.
Yeah.
The difference is between us having your back on that is we make sure that you're conveniently found on the first page, right, building the traffic to that. So that way customers have it more easy to find you. Because customers, they don't even know sometimes. They don't even know the second or third page exists. Even if they do, they don't want to spend time browsing third, fourth, fifth page. They're just going to make a decision on that first page only.
Yeah. Okay, and I have seen like ads on Facebook where the roofing companies here locally, when it's like in store, you know, hitting the town, their ad will pop up on Facebook right away. Like they have any damage. I mean, we have that 24/7 response team. I mean, stuff like that.
Okay.
Is it gonna be the same or about the same?
Yes, sir. So to paint the picture, it's just like how you mentioned. Now, with us, we have to make sure your customers, they have to be, for one, in your area. And let's say they type in gutter solutions nearby or, you know, gutter cleaning nearby. I'm just making an example here, okay? If I see you in there and I don't call you and I go on my Facebook after that, better believe your ads begin to appear on my feed with the click to call you directly from there as well. So it's incredible target marketing ads. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like from what I'm hearing is everything that you guys are looking for so far.
Yeah, I mean, I have tried myself to create my Google business account.
Okay.
I'm in step away from verifying the business site, because they want me to verify the address, and the way they want me to do it is just take pictures and videos and submit it to the Google thing. But I mean, this will be like, so this will affect what I got going on already, or because I mean, if you guys do it for us, I won't have to worry about no more. I mean, you know, submitting the videos and pictures to the Google thing.
You still will, actually. We get that process done with you, because we understand that Google has been really laying down rules on this lately. They're becoming a lot more strict, and that's why they're asking for pictures, videos, stuff like that. Upon joining our family, we understand those processes, so we get that expedited a lot more smoother and quicker for you. If they're already asking for that stuff, though, you're already there on that. It's just a matter of us saying, hey, what's going on with this, and we can give you more results quicker than trying to wait and talking to somebody through Google. It just takes forever.
Okay.
All right. So, Pablo, do you guys have any further questions for me?
Yes. So, our business is established on an address that there's another business on there as well. And that business is on Google. So I don't know if that would affect it.
Yes, actually that will. They will red flag it. Man, that's going to be a tough one. Is it your guys' business? You have two different businesses with the same business address?
No. The other business is a beauty salon business, and we're using the same address for us for the gutters.
Okay. Question for you, gentlemen. Do you guys want to show your actual business address online? You don't have to.
You don't have to, right?
Correct.
For me, I wouldn't want to show my address, because there's no need for them to come to me when I'm going to them.
Right. Okay, so with that being said, this is the way around that then. What Google needs to do is make sure they send that postcard, right? And they already did that to you guys. It may get flagged because there's another a business there. It may or may not. Eventually, though, I'm going to tell you right now, 9 times out of 10, it does get flagged, and it hits you hard, right? It's harder getting out of suspension than you know, just setting things up the right way. If you don't want to show your address, what I suggest on this is we re-get you verified. Yes, it's a little process of, you know, sending those pictures or a video, however you want from there, but at least you have our team to back you up. We'll send, this is my suggestion, you can use a physical address as far as your home nearby, and that way they can send that postcard to you, but that does not mean that everyone's going to see your actual actual physical address. We can keep that hidden, and when customers are in the areas that you want to hit, we'll say that you're servicing this area, instead of saying, hey, we're here at this area, at this so-and-so address. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. It does. That's my suggestion, and it has worked plenty of times for business owners that I spoke to that were in the same position, so.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the concerns.
Yeah, that's actually a big concern. Even if you guys do get approved that way, I would say be very careful. It could get flagged.
Okay. Once it gets flagged, it would suspend for a majority of the time, or?
Yeah. That's why I would say if we were to do this with you guys here today, I would put in a different address just to get that postcard, get it approved, and you're not having any issues, and make sure that address is hidden.
Okay. We'll do that. We can do that, right? Yeah, we'll just do that.
Okay. Now, the account that I'm going to put this under, I can only put under one name as the account holder, and then I put all the other partners as authorized users, obviously. But the account holder has to be the one that's making the payment. So who would that be?
That'd be me, Pablo.
Okay. And Pablo, how do you spell your last name?
C-A-L.
P-A-L.
D as in Detroit. E-R-O-N. Calderon.
All right. Calderon. Man, I'm half Puerto Rican. I still can't roll my R. Sorry. All right. And what is the best email? Because I'm going to make sure you please stay on the phone with me even after payment, because I'm going to make sure you see your invoice on paper through email and through text. Okay. So what's the best email?
We'll use my personal email. It's pcalderon1989@gmail.com.
So I kind of caught a little bit. So I got the E as in Edward. And then
P as in Paul.
P as in Paul. Let's go through the, can you spell that out for me just in case I kind of cut out there?
All right. So I'll spell that out, everything. It's okay. P as in Paul, CALDERON 1989.
Oh, okay. At gmail.com. All right. So first initial, last name then, right?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And then I want to make sure here. Now, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you on, ending with the 1796?
Yeah, this is my personal number.
Okay. We'll get to how you want customers to contact you in just a moment here. I just want to make sure I take care of the Google stuff first, okay? So this next part, very crucial. I have to have it correctly to the T here, okay? So I have your business name is A+. Gutter Solutions Corp. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the address that they can send that postcard to?
2101
uh-huh.
Milliken, MILLICAN.
All right. Perfect.
Milliken and then Lane.
Lane, right? Okay.
Lane, LN. 30721 Dalton, okay. Georgia.
Dalton, right? Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. All right. The next part, I want to make sure we set here a time and day for our technician team to introduce themselves, to go over the website and stuff like that with you, okay? We have openings tomorrow. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
We are available in the morning, so like 10:30 to 11.
Okay. We do it by the hour on there, so we could do 10 to 11 or 11 to noon. Which one works better for you?
11 to noon.
11 to noon it is.
Okay.
I'm going to send you an email right now just to secure this. So I'm going to send the same email to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, nothing further than that. And they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me just a second. Okay. Well, all right, I just sent it. It's going to come from my email, so you have a second form of contact for me as well, from jseo@localsplash.com. Ooh, actually, I need to change that part. So, hold on. Don't hit yes on that for me yet, okay?
Okay.
Because they're going to call. It's PST time for them, so it's a 3-hour difference. So it'll be it'll be 8 o'clock their time. So let me change that for you guys. Hold on. Okay. There we go. So sorry about that. Glad I caught it though.
Sorry about it.
All right. Yeah. All right, just sent that over now, so let me know once you got it.
I did.
All right, perfect. And I just put a reminder for them just in case on that one. Okay, next part. As far as your hours of operations, how would you guys like to be found on Google? Like Monday through Saturday, 24/7? What do you think?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. What time?
Eight to eight.
All right. You're going to get sick and tired of me saying this, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. Anytime you need to make an adjustment, modification on this stuff, utilize our team. That's what they're there for, okay? They'll be happy to do that for you. All right. And then phone number that you want your customers to reach out to. what would that number be?
That will be, so right now we got two numbers.
Okay.
It will be mine, the 1796, 483, okay. 1796. And the other number will be 934-4048.
All
right. My bad. That's my wife's number. Never mind.
Wait. All right. I'm ready for you.
34-64-74.
All right. So I'm going to repeat that back. I got 706. I'm missing a number here. 706-346-474?
No, 706-934.
Oh, there it is. 6474. Awesome. There we go. All right. Now, how far out do you guys want to travel for your customers? It goes up 50 miles if you need it to.
You want to do a 30-mile radius or...
40-mile radius
maybe would be our max.
Okay. And again, you can always narrow things down and see the statistics and analytics through your dashboard, we call it, that tracking system. So we can always make those adjustments for you, okay? And
okay.
I'm putting notes in here to make sure the website is included for you. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Yeah, we can do all that. We'll do any type of mobile payment.
Okay.
Do checks, cash, and credit. No, not credit card.
Not credit card. We don't have
the credit card system yet.
No worries. When you do, let us know, because the more you put up there, I think it's the better for you guys, because, you know, they have options, you know, and customers love options.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The next part, do you guys have a Facebook already for the company or no?
We do. There is a Facebook.
Okay, let me take a look here. All right, I do see one. I just don't know if this is the right one because it has a different phone number, though. Who's 904-304-2392?
No.
Different one? Okay.
Probably. I know add our logo on there.
Okay, so... see if this one here then.
It's the red and black logo.
Red and black logo. And it says free estimates?
I think so. I'll have to look at it.
I don't want to put the wrong one here. A plus gutters LLC. Is that that's not the same business name though.
No.
Right? That's different. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. Just make sure you have that.
It's A plus Gutter Solution Corp. As it shows on Facebook.
Okay, cool. All right, so let me look up that way then. Okay, so I'll make sure I put that in there as well. And then we're going to do the target marketing ads for that. All right. The next part, I have to ask, okay? I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but your business, is it licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I knew that. I just have to ask, okay? Now, I am going to send you an email before I forget on this part here. It does not mean you have to do it right now, but it's exactly what we were discussing about getting re-verified with the pictures needed for Google verification, okay? So try to get it as much. The more you guys have, the better and smoother, quicker process this becomes. It doesn't mean you have to have all of them, but I'd rather play safe than sorry than try to play, all right, didn't get approved, add this. Didn't get approved, add this too. Just do it all as much as possible, okay?
Okay.
Next part is your services that you want to be found for. I want to start typing away, add as much as possible, more as much as you need. It's all included in this package, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we got obviously gutter cleaning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What else we got?
Gutter cleaning, fascia repair, any type of repair, gutter repair, flashing,
spatial flashing.
Flashing.
Guard.
Gutter guard. Gutter guard. Okay, yeah. There we go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Okay.
Clean outs, removal.
Clean outs, good one. Okay. I'm going to do this. I know I put you on the spot.
We do 6 and 7 inch gutter.
6 and 7 inch gutter.
K-style gutter. It's a K-style.
Oh, interesting, man. Yeah, you guys got going on here. So I'm putting this in here. I have it now, but tomorrow when you talk to our team, I put in parentheses that you may want to add more, because I know I put you on a spot. I want to make sure that they bring it up, so that way you can add more or take things off if you need to as well, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's just important. We don't miss anything of that nature. The next part is, let's go with sending this to our team right now. So I just sent it. I have a reminder for them. Next part is your voice verification. Like I said, I'm not taking a no for an answer. I want to make sure you guys are protected, okay? So I'm going to ask – oh, actually, one more thing. I want to put authorization for your other partners. So who's all the partners – well, let's start off with this. Who's the partner that's with you?
yeah, we're just doing it for right now because the other one's not here. His name is Eddie, E-D-D-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, Flores.
Okay, perfect. And we'll put him as an authorized user as well here. Okay, there we go. Didn't forget, man. I just want to make sure I'm being careful here. All right. Next part, now we'll do the voice verification, okay? All right. So I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. It's just to, you know, verify you. But again, I'm going to put the pricing in there as well, and that way it's grandfathered in for the life of you being with us at only $249 a month, okay? The number I gave to you already, the 877 number, that's the way to contact our client support, and that's how you go in and cancel, but I'm going to put that under the recording as well. So without further ado, let's get started, man. All right, here we go.
All right.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash is an outline service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A Plus Gutter Solution Corporation.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Pablo Calderon, owner.
Perfect. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on this account as well for billing as well, too, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for just a moment here. Pablo, it's very important we keep this very confidential, strictly between you and us, okay, and also your partner.
Okay.
So after this recording, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask the security question. You will know it's you guys because you'll know the answer to it. Just don't forget the answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. I don't want you locked out of your own account. All right. So here we go. I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 30th and the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 30th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Very good. So, like I said, I just want to make sure I put everything in there to protect you guys there. All right. So that's the end of the recording part. Security question. We have three choices, but you just don't forget your own answer. You can make up any answer you want, okay? And make sure you let all partnerships know so that way they can access the account as well, too. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City that I was born in.
Okay. And again, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Let me spell it out for you.
Okay.
It is A-C-A M-B-A-R-O.
All right. I got A-C-A-M-B-A-R-O. Okay. Now, I'm putting this in. This will never change, okay? So if anyone tries calling in, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't know anything about what your security question is, hang up the phone. We won't give out your answer. We'll only ask the security question, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Last part here. So, Pablo, on the card, is it just a first and last name or a middle initial as well?
First and last name.
Okay. And is it to the same billing address, the 2101?
No, this will be my personal address. The other one's my partner's address.
Okay, that's all right. I'm ready for when you are.
It is. So you need a card number, right?
Oh, billing address first. Billing address first.
Oh. 138.
Mm-hmm.
Dykus Road. D-Y-C-U-S.
Okay. Road. And is that Dalton in Georgia as well? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. 30721?
Correct.
All right. Cool. You guys got some weird street names here, man. I don't know. All right. Keeps me on my toes. And then what kind of payment method are we using? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or whatever?
Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
I'm outside. I left it in the truck. Give me just a second. Let me go back to my truck.
All right. No, you're good. Take your time.
All right, it's 4294.
Okay.
7536.
Okay.
5219.
All right.
2247.
Okay. And the expiration date?
6/26.
Right. And last but not least, the security code.
596.
Just to confirm one more time, can you say that one more time just in case?
4294.
Oh, no, the security code. Sorry.
Oh, 596.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Just want to make sure. All right, now before I process this payment, I want to refresh this account like 3 times, okay? Because now you know I'm not lying. It's literally at the lowest or highest discount that we can give here. I want to make sure it stays like that every time through the system here, okay? So give me a second. All right, we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, please, all right? I want to make sure you see your invoice through email and through text. So let me know whichever comes first to you. That way I can walk you through so you can see it for yourself there as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. It just went through, so let me know once you receive anything there. Boom, there it goes. And it'll be looking for, it'll say initial invoice.
All
probably
right.
Still there with me, right? Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Sorry. Okay. All right, I was like, wait a minute.
Sorry.
All right, so, no, you're good. I just don't want you to think I'm hanging up on you, man. That's the most important piece for you, you know? So I want to be here for you. All right, so the one that says initial invoice, pop that open, and there should be a spot where it says click here to accept subscription terms or something like that.
Got it.
Okay, yep. Once you click that, there's your breakdown of everything, okay? Everything we discussed, and actually more. So in the future, if you ever decide to upgrade your program or anything like that, those are details of those programs in there as well. Please read through it carefully, and once you're at the bottom there, there's a checkbox that catches everybody. Everyone misses it. Just got to click that before you sign your first and last name, and then take it from there. But in the meantime, take your time. I'm here if you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So I click to clarify, then sign.
You got it, yep. And it should take you to like a sign-in spot. Let me know if you get there.
Okay. Thank you. I said confirm.
Mm-hmm. Where did it take you from there, though?
It's loading.
Oh, okay.
All right, now it's taking me to username and password.
Beautiful. All right. So at this part, leave it alone. Tomorrow, when our technicians and our team talks to you, they're going to develop that with you so that way they can show you how to maneuver through this. That's the beginning to your dashboard. That's your next
okay.
best friend right there. Yep. So you'll be able to see the traffic going in and out, your keywords that's working for you, Facebook stuff, your website, all of it. So if I were you, keep track of that. That for as much as possible, that way you can see the fruition for yourself. All right?
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Sounds
well,
good.
Listen, yeah, go ahead.
I'll say that sounds good.
Yeah. All right. cool. Well, I told you I was going to say this, Pablo, but welcome to the family, man. All right? And for you
yes,
as well, Eddie, it's a pleasure meeting you, gentlemen. So,
yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right, you guys. Well, make sure, again, you have my number saved here, our number, I should say. So tomorrow we're going to call from that 877 number. It's not a spam call,
okay.
All right? That's your main line. All right.
Got
we'll you. Talk to you guys tomorrow, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jay.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.